The roadless rule is on the chopping block again. The rule protects more than half of the Tongass National Forest from road development. Now, tribes and environmental groups in Southeast are strategizing to keep it in place. A host of Alaska Native communities in Southeast Alaska, which rely on the Tongass National Forest for their food and culture, say they want to make the roadless rule permanent. Tlingit advocate Hach Tla Yolanda Fulmer presented one tactic at the Southeast Tribal Environmental Forum in Juneau this week. She explained how a bill that was reintroduced to the U.S. House of Representatives this summer, called the Roadless Area Conservation Act, or RACA, could codify the roadless rule once and for all.
The current situation is a political struggle between the proposed repeal of the roadless rule and the introduction of RACA. The outcome of RACA will determine the future protection of vital national forest lands, including the Tongass.
She says that if the bill passes into law, it could end the political ping-pong between promoting extractive industries and preserving traditional foods and practices in national forests.
Road construction often leads to logging, mining, forest fires, and development which fragments ecosystems. The roadless rule helps maintain intact forests, streams, and shorelines where traditional foods thrive.
The roadless rule has flip-flopped multiple times since it was established to protect undeveloped lands in 2001. It was rolled back during Trump's first term before being reinstated in 2023 by former President Joe Biden. The proposed rollback aligns with Trump's executive order earlier this year to end a ban on constructing roads in undeveloped areas of the forest. And the USDA's announcement comes on the heels of Representative Nick Begich's visit to Juneau, where he said that he supports the expansion of logging in the Tongass National Forest.
This is something I hear from folks in from Ketchikan all the way up to Yakutat on a regular basis. How do we bring timber back?
Tribal leaders at the forum in Juneau spoke to the value of keeping the forest ecosystem intact. Joel Jackson is president of the organized village of Cake on Kupernoff Island. He says it's vital to keep the forest healthy, in part because the salmon that feed his tribe rely on it. Old growth trees shade the streams, making the water cold enough for salmon to swim up.
If the stream isn't cool enough, those fish aren't going to be able to spawn.
After the fish spawn, they die, and their decaying bodies feed the forest with nutrients they gathered at sea. Then the cycle continues. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced Wednesday that the public can comment on the proposed rollback from Friday through September 19. Nathan Newcomer advocates for the Tongass with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He worries that the USDA won't listen to the public's wishes to keep the rule in place.
We know what they're going to do. They're not going to listen to anybody, but we still need to get on the record and make it sure and clear that people in Southeast Alaska and across the nation want to see the roadless rule kept in place.
When the first Trump administration rolled back the roadless rule in 2020, people had about 90 days to comment, and nearly all of the public comments were in favor of keeping the rule. Newcomer says that he's organizing quickly since the federal government has expedited the public process to allow for less than a month of public comment. Kate Glover is an attorney at Earth Justice, an environmental law firm that has challenged past rescissions of the roadless rule on behalf of tribes, conservation nonprofits, tourism, and fishing groups. She says a few weeks is not enough time for a meaningful public process.
It doesn't allow time for the agency to meet its obligation to consult with tribes on a government-to-government basis. Typically, at least 120 days is needed for that.
She says she had not seen such short comment periods before this administration. The public comment period opens Friday. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.